G'day, welcome to Partakers and our series, Walking with Jesus. Let's look into Jesus' eyes now, his tender eyes. Listen to what three of the gospel writers said on different occasions about Jesus. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 to 36. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Compassion is showing tenderness. Or Luke chapter 19, verse 41. As he approached Jerusalem, that is Jesus, and saw the city, he wept over it. Again, Jesus being tender. And perhaps the verse which is straight to the point is John 11, verse 35. Jesus wept. That was at the death of one of his good friends. Wow. Jesus looks upon people with love, adoration, justice, tenderness, and compassion. That is how he is looking at you. Eyes filled with tears of mercy, grace, love, and compassion. Yet there are also eyes that can be filled with rage at injustice. His penetrating eyes that can separate flesh and spirit. This Jesus is kind and sympathetic. His look of love on a world that is separated from God and a world which he is calling back into an active relationship with God. The love Jesus had when he wept in the garden as he sweated drops of blood before he was betrayed and crucified. Are you in need of a bit of tenderness? Then seek Jesus. He is tender. Are you seeking justice over something that's gone in your life? He will bring justice. Maybe not now, but one day he will, when he comes again to judge and bring justice. Jesus is tender. Let him be tender towards you. Let him be kind and sympathetic towards you. Ask him. He will, and he is. Jesus is tender. Don't mistake his tenderness for weakness, because this Jesus is tender and strong. Jesus is tender. Do you believe it? Thanks for listening. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something uploaded to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. See you later.